What do you think about when you hear the word religion? What are some thoughts maybe that come to mind? For much of the world, this word evokes aggressiveness. There are many arguments that have been started because of the subject or the idea of religion. For others in the world, it evokes defensiveness. I want to justify whatever it is that I am doing in the name of religion. For some, the word religion has become nothing more than a joke. Consider all the evil that has occurred in this world in the name of religion. Cults have ruined or even killed in the name of religion. Untold human sacrifices have been offered through time in the name of religion. Jeremiah 32 and verse 35. Literally countless wars and other acts of violence have been tied to religion in one form or another, from the 2-century-long crusades to the eye-opening events of 9/11, all done in the name of religion. That's why John Lennon wrote, Imagine. Lyrics of that song go, Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions, I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Did you catch that? The words of that song. Imagine no heaven, no hell below. Imagine no religion. Friends, the joke that has become of religion is what prompted Mike Christensen to put up a billboard at his own expense, a billboard which proposed, imagine, no religion. Christensen had an agenda in putting up that billboard. He's an atheist and a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And Seattle Times religion reporter Janet I. Too wrote that his goal was never to change people's minds. It was to get people thinking and talking and maybe, just maybe, get a few more members for the foundation which fights for the separation of church and state. Friends, think about it. Religion, as the world sees it, and in many respects, it is a joke. At least what is so often done in the name of religion is a joke. The baseball player that hits a double looks to the sky and makes the sign of the cross. The same with the football player that just crossed the end zone. The victor thanking God for the victory over an opponent who obviously was not so divinely favored. The politician who will curry the favor of religious groups to gain more votes but will not make a stand for anything that is religious. The citizen who forgets about God until the next natural or man-made disaster threatens him. The quote-unquote Christian who will condemn the atheist but will likewise ignore the commands of his God. The man-made religion that is just one among tens of thousands of such religions, everyone claiming it is the only one, whether that is verbalized or not. Yes, religion is a joke. It's a joke because man has made it a joke. The satirist Jonathan Swift wrote this, "We have just enough religion to make us hate, but not enough to make us love one another." Benjamin Franklin quipped, "Many have quarreled about religion that never practiced it." The great Stoic, Epictetus, said, "Unless we place our religion and our treasure in the same thing, religion will always be sacrificed." Dennis Gulledge, wrote regarding the abundance of deferring religions. He said the reaction to this state of religious discord is predictable. He said some will question the validity of any and all religion, consigning religion itself to the junk pile. But he concludes, and rightly so, I believe, that this conclusion is hardly justified. Friends, imagine no religion. We've done that. But I want us to think this evening, I want us to imagine pure religion. Imagine pure religion. James wrote in James 1 and verse 27. That is our scripture for this evening. James 1 and verse 27. James wrote, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Friends, here is something different. Here is something kind. Here is something gentle. Here is something that is simple. If you can imagine a world at peace with no denominations of religion, not without religion, but without this attitude of my God is bigger than your God thing, then friends, it can be true. Here is something genuine. Here is something, friends, that is not a joke. What is pure religion? What does pure religion entail? Let's examine a couple of things together this evening concerning pure religion. I want you to notice the adjectives, first of all, in James 1, and verse 27, the word adjectives pure and undefiled. These adjectives describe of ideal religion. The word pure, by definition, pure religion is by definition free from extraneous elements of any kind. Thayer says it is free from every admixture of what is false. Pure religion is going to have no element in it, not even one. Now think about this. It's not going to have any element in it whatsoever that God has not placed there. That is going to be pure religion. Free from anything that is man-made. James goes on and says, pure and undefiled religion. It is by definition that undefiled religion, that is, free from stain or blemish, not having its purity or excellence debased, or free from that which by the nature of a thing is deformed and debased, or its force and vigor impaired, according to Thayer. Strong simply says, unsoiled. Unsoiled. Friends, undefiled religion is that which is fully expressed in its grandeur. It not only has no element God has not placed there, but is wholly what God has intended it to be. Friends, note that undefiled religion is such before God and the Father. Let's take that to heart. It is not subject to man's evaluation, but is recognized as defiled or undefiled in the eyes of God Himself. You need look no further than the seven letters to the seven churches of Asia. When they weren't doing as God had commanded them, they were defiled. They were not pure, and Jesus let them know about that. They had some things that needed fixing. They needed to get back to the way that God had set it up. Friends, if we are to have pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father, we had better be doing it God's way. Nothing man-made, just God's way. The adjectives describe ideal religion. Now notice the appositives that are in this verse. That is, it gives us the name, so to speak, of ideal religion. Pure religion and undefiled before the Father is before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, first of all. Because what that means to us as Christians, as followers of God, as followers of Christ, is that pure and undefiled religion will see to the good of those who are afflicted. Pure and undefiled religion will look after, have care for, provide for those who cannot help themselves. And what that means, friends, this means that the concern of the one having pure undefiled religion, this should be my concern, is going to be the same as the concern of his God, who is the helper of the fatherless. Psalm 10:14. And he is the father of the fatherless and a judge, that is an advocate of the widow, Psalm 68:5. And he is the reliever of the fatherless and widow, Psalm 146:9. Do we have the same goals as God in that regard? Pure religion, friends, will help, not harm. Undefiled religion will do justice, not evil. We are to have pure, undefiled religion before God and the Father. We best care for the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. But James doesn't stop there. He says, to have pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father, one must keep himself unspotted from the world. Friends, what that means for us as followers of Christ is that pure and undefiled religion requires us to keep or guard ourselves. Always be on watch. Pure undefiled religion will see to the safety of one's own soul. Friends, this means that the concern of the one having pure undefiled religion, it's not going to be meddling in the affairs of others. Nor will it be hypocritical. Rather, pure, undefiled religion will win others through its godly influence. Titus 2:7-8 says, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. So that we may glorify the Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5:16, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever, 1 Peter 4:11. Friends, pure religion, an undefiled before God and the Father will do his own business. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Undefiled religion will be no busybody in others and other men's matters. 1 Peter 4:15. Imagine, friends, not no religion. But friends, let's imagine as Christians, as followers of God, as followers of Christ, let's imagine pure religion. And let that shine through in our lives. Religion. Religion is a joke perpetuated by man. Pure religion, however, is an ideal perfected by God. Thinking and talking, they're good things, but when these have been done, friends, it's time for hearing and deciding. The author of pure religion bids each one of us to obey. Isaiah 45:22. The great invitation is extended to Matthew 11:28. Revelation 22:17. Spirit of the Savior, friends, say come. Are you subject to that invitation tonight? Let's put away our Bible. Take out our song. We're going to sing the invitation song here in just a moment. Friends, let us accept the invitation in obedience to the commands of God regarding belief, regarding repentance, regarding confession, baptism, and faithfulness even unto death. If you are here, friend, and subject to the invitation of Christ, would you come this evening? Would you put Christ on in baptism, being immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins? and arise again to walk in the newness of life. Would you do that this evening? Friend, are you here having done that? But you've wandered away. Would you come home? Would you once more practice pure and undefiled religion before the Father? As He has set up, as He has given us His plan. Would you do that this evening? Friend, if you have a need, we ask that you come while we stand and while we sing.